shine.
I give you my soul.
I want to live right. I want to live right.
I want to
love. I want to love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Jesus, hey. I give you my mind.
I need you like the woman at the well needs you.
Oh,
I need you like a drunk man.
Oh,
I need you like the sick man needs you,
give
God.
You my heart.
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
Somebody need God right now. Why don't you come
I
on
give
down?
You my mind.
I surrender.
Listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting,
fighting.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our founder, Bishop Elbert Mulberry's message today, and we're truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder and national mother, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again the same time next week.
On the battlefield, and I'm fighting, yes I am.
Fighting for the Lord.
You know what I did? I climbed up still my woods time until I die. I'm fighting, yes I am.
Fighting for the Lord.
On this Christian journey, I've had heartaches and pain, sunshine and rain, but I'm fighting, yes I am.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Thank you.
we thank you right now for your grace and your mighty mercy. Lord, we just thank you right now for all of the things that you've done for us that we forget during hard times. Lord, our grief, our pain, and our sin sometimes takes hold of us, and we forget the many, many blessings and the abundant amount of grace and mercy you've shown us. Lord, right now, I'm asking right now, forgive us. Continue to give us of yourself. Lord, right now, we're asking as this word comes forth, however brief, Lord, that it comes forth to draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and never, ever, never, ever drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 First, giving honor to Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to Dr. Huey Lawson, First Lady Emeritus Ms. Martha Lawson, to Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey, to all of you that are here. So glad to see you. Don't mean to burden you long today. My wife and I actually have a little conference with the Marshall family. Ms. Marshall drove in earlier today, and I'm told she had made her arrival, so we plan to go around the corner and be with her for a little while. Haven't seen her personally since everything transpired. But we're going to talk a little while about something that's very, very important. And I'll use, just to get this thing started, just one verse. The book of Mark, in the 8th chapter, in the 34th verse. Mark 8 and 34. And this is concerning Jesus. Mark 8 and 34 says this. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. Just for a little while, a few minutes, I promise, we use for a subject, your cross. Your cross. Oh, yeah, it's a personal thing. Amen. The meaning of the cross is often misunderstood. You know, we feel like the cross is some jewelry for the rappers and the athletes to wear. And the bigger it is and the more bling it has, the better it is, amen. But the meaning of the cross is misunderstood a lot of times. The cross is an emblem of suffering and shame. It is a symbol of disgrace. It was the worst possible way to die. Can I get a witness? It caused the most pain and suffering of any torture chamber devised by man. Amen. Now, I don't want you to put away your crosses. I got them too. I just want you to know what it means when you put that thing on. Amen. Amen. The cross was such a torturous thing. First of all, you had to endure the embarrassment of being marched up a hill. Then you had to endure the pain of being nailed, on the cross, amen. Then there was agony while you waited to die, amen. And to add insult to injury, or the other way around, you had all of these people gawking up at you from the bottom of the cross. Amen. Your hands hurt, your feet hurt, you're hanging there till you die, and on top of all of that, somebody looking up there and most probably telling you, I knew that boy wasn't going to never be no good. Amen. 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 The cross is a serious thing. It's a tribute to Jesus for what he did for us. Yes. Amen. And reminds me that he said, whosoever will. That includes you. No matter your creed, that includes you. It includes your neighbor, no matter how close he or she is. Amen. Might be your next door neighbor. It might be your neighbor on the West Coast trying to escape some flames. Amen. It includes your friends, old friends, new friends, even your used to be friends. Can I get a witness? It is an all-inclusive thing. Does not exclude anybody. You can't be too bad to be saved. Can I get a witness? Now you can be too bad to not be locked up. But salvation is free to everyone. Even the ones locked up, if they're saved by Jesus, they'll be in heaven one day. Can I get a witness? Some of us walking around free, you better get Jesus. Amen. You don't have to get locked up to get him, but you better get him some kind of way. Titus 1:6 says, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. Huh? Listen, you can't fool God. Amen. I don't care how big the cross you wear is. You can't fool God. I don't care how many t-shirts with scriptures you have on, you can't fool God. Doesn't that matter? Now, I love for you to be loud at Mount Calvary, but it doesn't matter how loud you are. If you're just loud for no reason, you can't fool God. You need to put God first. Put him first in your marriage. Can I get a witness? Amen. If God is first and spouse is second, everything will be all right. You need to put him first in your home. Whatever kind of home you have, you need to put God first. Now, I realize that homes nowadays are both traditional and non-traditional. Amen. And I'm not here to judge. Amen. Some homes got two daddies, two mamas, aunties, uncles, cousins, grandparents. But whatever kind of home you got, you better put God first. Can I get a witness? I'm not one to judge, but your home ought to be a place where God is the head. Can I get a witness? All that other stuff, I'm going to let God sort that out. Can I get a witness? Get yourself out of the way. Some of us got self in the way. Selfish desires. Selfish wants. Amen. We need to be selfless more and selfish less. Can I get a witness? We live in the me, and my generation. And if there's nothing in it for me, or if it can't become mine, then we don't want anything to do with it. Amen. That can be a cross too. And that one you might want to take off your neck. Can I get a witness? When you say bear your cross comes in many different weights and styles. Luke 14:27 says this, and whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Amen. You see, the believer's cross is not just any kind of cross. It's not any and every kind of suffering. The believer's cross is one of honor. You know, he bears his cross as he follows Jesus. And we all have a cross to bear. But when you're a believer, your cross is a little different than the non-believer. Can I get a witness? Somebody that remembers when they were a non-believer might remember some of those crosses. And if you compare that cross to the cross you have now that you've got Jesus, you'll see that your cross is a little bit lighter. You still got it, and you still have to bear it, but it's a little bit lighter when you got Jesus. Our cross can be our past. Can I get a witness, Mount Calvary?
Our cross can be our sins. Our cross can be our shame. Can I get a witness? But if you're a believer and if you're a receiver, your burden is going to be lighter than the fella that's got that heavy cross, that sin-laden cross, that cross that says, you need to come unto me and I'll make your burdens a little bit lighter. You know, a cross is not just something that you see on TV to kill vampires with. Can I get a witness? You see, they have commercialized the cross. Every vampire movie you see, right when the vampire is about to eat up his next victim, somebody whip out a cross, place it on the vampire. He starts smoking and hooping and hollering and run out the window. Can I get a witness? But if you wearing your cross just for vampires, you need to take it off. Can I get a witness? Because one of these times, there might be like I saw in that other vampire movie. Somebody whipped out their cross, and the vampire was about to meet him up. The vampire said, that don't work no more. Can I get a witness? And got it ate up anyway. Your cross is not a toy. The believer's cross must be like the Lord's. It's the price of his social nonconformity. Because we don't conform to the other stuff when you put that cross on. So if you're wearing that cross and you're doing everything else everybody else is doing, you need to take it off. If you're wearing that cross and you're somewhere you know you shouldn't be, you need to take it off. If you're wearing that cross just to impress your next girlfriend or your next boyfriend or be on your next video, you need to take it off. The cross is the pain that Jesus endured for us. If you know all about the Lord, you can wear it proudly. If you know what he did for us, wear it proudly. Amen. If you know that they hung him high and then watched him die, then you can wear your cross the bigger the better. Can I get a witness? If you know that they laid him in the grave 3 days and he got up again, then put your cross on. Can I get a witness? But you need to realize your cross can be all kinds of things. Your cross can even bear you every now and then. Just like you need to bear your cross can bear you. What about that old thief on the side of Jesus? His cross was bearing him. I don't know what kind of childhood that he had. I don't know if he had a wife or any children. Can I get a witness? I don't even know what his sin was to get him up there on the cross. But when his cross was bearing him, he turned to Jesus and said, Father, Father, remember me when you get into paradise. And Jesus said to the one that his cross was bearing him, this day, right here and right now, you shall be with me in paradise. Is there anybody here that's bearing their cross instead of just wearing their cross? If you're wearing your cross, I don't know how much money you spent for it. I don't know if it's 10 carat. I don't know if it's cubic zirconium. I don't know if it's 24 carat gold. But if you're just wearing it instead of bearing it, take it off right now. Oh, isn't that right? Anybody here know Jesus? That's the one that was on the cross. Do you know Jesus? Do you know what they did to him? Do you know that they whipped him all night long? They traded out. One got tired, another one stepped in and whipped him. Do you know that they marched him up in a whole dusty, dirty, stinky hill, germ-infested? You know that they nailed him on that cross. I don't know if the cross was a smooth cross or if it was a rugged cross. I heard the song say the old rugged cross, but it might have been two 2x4s. It doesn't matter to me. They nailed him and then they hung him on that cross. Anybody know Jesus? And he hung there. He hung right there till he fell, his head in the locks of his shoulders. My daddy used to say, he died, he died, he died. But early, 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 one Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Not the power that the cross gave him, but the power that God gave him. All power in heaven and earth. Not just down here, not just up there. Heaven and earth in his hand. He's waiting on you. Pick up your cross and follow him. Amen. If you got a heavy cross, you're still going to have some things on it. But it'll get lighter when you accept Jesus. It'll get lighter because of his death and suffering. It'll get lighter because he got up again for us. See, if he'd have stayed dead, the cross would still be heavy. But he got up to lighten your load. So right now, those of you that's got a heavy cross, huh? I'm not talking about the jury. I'm talking about that heavy cross. I invite you to Jesus right now. You might come by letter, by your experience as a Christian, or you may be a candidate for baptism. But I invite you to pick up your cross right now and follow Jesus. Can I get a witness?